Southeast Alaska's largest tribal court operation just celebrated its 10th anniversary. It started with child support and paternity cases and branched out to include domestic violence, protection orders, custody disputes, and adoptions. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld paid a visit to the court and filed this report.
All right, this is March 30th, 2017. We are here in case number 2015-FAM.
Presiding Judge Deborah O'Gara begins a hearing in the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska's courtroom. It's a custody case, and the one parent attending sits at a table answering questions while a clerk takes notes. O'Gara explains the other parent is out of state and can't attend.
Because of the relocation and through no fault of anybody's, they were not able to make arrangements for her to appear on phone.
The short hearing follows a set procedure, but is less formal than state or federal courts. O'Gara sits at the bench and wears a black robe. Both are decorated with the council's Eagle Raven Formline Design logo. She says the Juneau-based court has between 900 and 1,000 open cases. They involve some of the council's approximately 30,000 members in Southeast, the rest of Alaska, the Pacific Northwest, and elsewhere.
We firmly believe that tribal members are more likely to come into court when the court is their own tribal court, and it's their own tribal laws that are being implemented.
The Central Council Tribal Assembly authorized the court in 1989, but it took a while before operations began. It started out handling a short list of cases and related services, but that's expanded with grants, interagency agreements, and new ideas. One major focus is developing systems for young offenders, as well as those at risk of getting into trouble. That includes an early diversion program, which offers counseling and tutoring while encouraging involvement with extended family and cultural activities.
If we don't intervene early, the youth are more likely to end up committing crimes or getting into trouble and getting into the justice system.
About a year ago, the Central Council signed an agreement with the state, giving it authority over some foster care and other services for Native children facing abuse or neglect. Council Director of Family and Youth Services, Francine Eddie Jones, says only a few cases have been transferred so far, but they have potential.
They're coming into tribal court, but they're also seeing familiar faces in terms of tribal caseworkers working with them to identify what they need to be working on. And our goal is always to support the families and see if we can move towards reunification.
The National Council of Juvenile and Family Court Judges is supporting the Tribal Justice Program. It recently chose Tlingit Haida's court as one of six nationwide to be studied and given expert advice. O'Gara says the scrutiny will help.
It's not any funding, but what we get is we get them to come out. They're going to look at our system, they're going to look at our codes, they're going to meet our staff, they're going to look at our procedures.
A team visited in February, and its report is expected soon. About 85% of the tribal court's cases involve child support, but it has plans for further expansion. If funding becomes available, O'Gara says it will begin taking some criminal cases. Central Council President Richard Peterson says those found at fault will be held accountable.
We're not trying to get some free pass for people, but we're trying to make it so that they are passionately enough that they're given a chance to right their wrongs.
O'Gara says there's already an agreement with the state court system to make sentencing recommendations in some cases involving tribal members. She says she hopes to begin what's called circle sentencing soon, but cultural programs and other support services need to be put in place first. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Ed Schoenfeld.